The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
I welcome each and every one of you once again to the continuation of our 100 Day Prayer Festival.
Well,
the deacon is an analyst and economist, so he is counting the days.
As of us,
as I said yesterday, Christianity is not difficult
though.
You hear people saying Christianity is difficult.
What is
walking with God is difficult. Yes, sometimes it appears like that. But you see, Christianity is like mathematics. The lady pastor, my wife, is here. Her best subject is mathematics.
Now, also for body, ni adi o prepare, di si o prepare yung kontebu.
Things that men are afraid of.
Nema meme suno.
She likes calculation.
Kesa o pre kontebu pa 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 pa.
Anytime there is something, Gladys, so what is the percentage of this? That you just say, oh, point so so. 0.0 so and so divided by this, then she'll call it for me. I say thank you.
Kaya na wabubu, papa, no, wakachone.
Me too, I am very good in reading subjects. She always appreciates me for the volumes of books I can read. Mathematics is all about formulas.
She will tell you,
when you have the formula in your head, you just apply the formula. One of the things that Christians are missing
actually,
it's our timing. There are spiritual timing. There are corporate timing. And there are individual timings. Look, my time may be different from your time. That is the time God wants to do a particular thing in my life. Maybe different from the time God wants to do something in your life. This timing he has started to do with your age.
No.
It has nothing to do with when you became born again. It is because, number one, you are a child of God. And because you are a child of God, God has a program for your life. Because he knows that your time here on earth is short. God is never limited to time. But he has created you and I to live within time. And so he has programmed things for us. So that by the time we are on earth, we have finished, the assignment that he brought us. Our destinies have been fulfilled. As a pastor, I've gone to pray over dead bodies. That is when people just died. And I see the dead body lying there and tears are flowing. People die with tears. And later when somebody came back to life, and he was asked that, why were you weeping in death?
You
see, there you will see like a video from the day you were born. And you see the time you wasted. You see the things you couldn't achieve. And then God will show you the resources and the ability he gave to you. And you begin to regret. I've seen some people also die. And the dead body is smiling. Some they die in
pain.
Because they were dying in fulfillment. So beloved, God has given you and I time to live. And within that time, he has made a program. And this is why people miss it. There is a time you need to pray some prayers. There is a time to go an extra mile. There is a time you need to deny yourself sleep. Not that you shouldn't sleep, because sleep is important. Your body needs some hours of sleep to rest. But there are times that you need to deny yourself those hours. There is a time for every activity.
Look,
let me tell you, Christianity, our problem is one, ignorance. Number two, missing the time. Christianity is not just going to church. Church is not just a place of gathering. It's a spiritual house. It's a place of empowerment to go and face the world. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody may hear the 100 days and may be thinking that how? This man doesn't have anything else to do. He said 100 days. That is why I myself, I am leading most of it. One time, there was a funeral. And as our members were going, there was a funeral at Latte, your hometown. And then the car broke down. Then some members were talking. They mentioned those who were saying, this was about 10 years ago. They say, he has organized us to attend the funeral. Look at him. He is nowhere to be found. So right there, as they were talking, there somebody called me.
He
said, Pastor, can you hear at the background? I say, I hear some noise, but I can't hear. This is what this person, they are all women. This woman, this woman, this three women. This is what they are saying right now. And they are still here. I am not saying right now they have arrived in church. They are still members here. And this is what they are saying. That you have organized a funeral for them to attend.
Now I say here, my dear uncle.
And you are somewhere resting.
Now they would have been home.
Why have you reached?
Infinite.
you know, the car broke down on Ebury Mountain.
Now, I said, no, I said, well, Ebury people, so.
And at the time, I received the call.
Now, Ebury, Onya, Freno.
We were just at the toll booth.
Now, Edu, baby, Ebury,
before we climbed.
And said, well, for people, no.
So, we did some few, this thing.
It is my car, crab, you know.
We got there.
You could do her.
And then we also parked.
And then, so,
then I said, women.
I say, ma.
I didn't just send you.
My smart girl.
I've also come.
This is my baby.
As now. Do you know something?
Only baby.
They didn't know whether the earth should open for them to enter.
Now, who said, as I send them on pie, now we'll remove. So, who will buy a real book?
Because they never knew that I've been called and given the information.
Now, all my name that say, I'm from America, 7 hours.
That is why for nobody to say,
ain't you now? So we were say
that I've organized 100 days and put it on your neck. That is why I lead the greater part. Look, I can lead through 100 days. I can lead all the 100 days. But only I don't want my associate pastors to sit redundant. Because they too, when they are leading, they are learning. You know, there was a particular, last year, 100 days. Only 2 days, 2 days in a week, they were leading. 3 days, I lead. And I gave them 2 days. And you know, after that 100 days, somebody came and gave me 20,000 Ghana cedis. That the way I led. In fact, he looked at me and I am something. That is my area. When it comes to prayer, preaching, and the word. I don't feel tired. It is my area. When you know an area is your area, and you are doing it with passion, you don't feel tired. It is only because I have several activities. That is why. So beloved, if this time we are doing 100 days, put yourself in it. As a matter of fact, I don't want to say something. Because I am considering something. You let's keep on praying. Let's keep on praying. One day I will just announce that from here, the rest of the days, we should consider it 100 days. Pray on your own. Nobody is coming here. We are still within 100 days. But now pray on your own. When we get to a particular day, the announcement you receive will shock you. That one, it is good to pray on your own. Then I can also rest. Those who think that we don't have anything to do. So beloved, this is the time.
When I'm reno,
any time anything is organized, it is because the leader is in tune with the realms of the spirit.
I said,
so he knows how God is leading him. Amen.
Amen.
We have been praying on battles at the gate of my quick and sudden delivery. Today I've altered the theme a little bit. Battles at the gate of my quick and sudden delivery must die now. Must die now. Media people add the now, they must die now. Psalm 46, we have been dealing with baptism, but you see, anytime the Holy Spirit is repeating a prayer point, we have to follow it.
Psalm 46,
verse 8-11. Psalm 46, verse number 8-11. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. These are weapons. Today we are going to deal with the weapons. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He bends the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress, Selah. In Daniel chapter 10.
Daniel, how much did you do?
From verse number 12.
Tomo do me know.
Or let's start from verse number 10. Daniel. Daniel chapter 10 from verse 10. A hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. He said, Daniel, you are highly favored. You who are highly esteemed, consider carefully the words I'm about to speak to you and stand up. For I have now been sent to you. And when he said this to me, I stood up trembling. I like the words now. I have now. Then verse 12. Then he continued, do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. And I have come in response to them. Your words were heard.
Always
take note of these words in verse 12.
In some way, so.
Since the first day. Since the first day. Your words were heard. Who heard the words? God the Father in heaven. He heard the words. And when he heard the words. What did he do? And I have come in response to them. I have come in response to the words that you have prayed. Listen, church. Our prayers are not hopeless. Our prayers are not a waste at all. I'm telling you, in Revelation chapter 5 and chapter 8, there are golden bowls that receives our prayers. Golden bowls that receives our prayers. The believer, your prayers are not waste. Say, Daniel, I have now come.
I say, Daniel, pay na maba.
Since the first day that you began to pray, your words were heard. And I have come in response to your words. But you see, verse 13, he's going to tell Daniel why. You see, yes, verse 8, Revelation 5, 8. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. You know, our prayers are sent to God like incense. In the spiritual realm, our prayers are incense. not the Roman Catholic incense.
And yeah, Roman
the first time I attended a wedding in the Roman Catholic Church. And I made a mistake to go and sit among the fathers. It was one of the brothers' wedding at Osu.
It's not your wedding.
Branochi's wedding. Uh-huh. You were there. Yes. You saw me. Jesus of Nazareth. The smoke was too much. The whole place was smoky. They waved the thing like this. I tell you. Before you realize they are kneeling down. Before you realize they are squatting. Before you realize they are standing. They will not say, let's kneel. Let's stand. Before you realize that everybody is going down. I also have to kneel. Then they are making sign like this. From that day I say, anywhere I go, I will not sit among them. I will sit somewhere in the congregation. Our prayers are like incense. Do you know why our prayers are like incense? Because they are coming from the heart of Christ. They are coming from the Holy Spirit in you. So they are transformed. That is why we must pray with our heart. That's why we must pray out of a pure heart. That is why when you come before the Lord, tell him everything on your heart. I'm telling you, me, when I'm annoyed with God, I tell him, I'm really angry with you. I don't like the way you did this. I don't understand how you did this. Because he knows. He knows my heart. So why don't I tell him already? So that I will be free. But you see, God will whisper something into your heart. And by the time you realize, you are rather asking God to have mercy on you. And so you see, in verse 13, after the prayers are sended, now in verse 13, the angel was now telling Daniel why there was a delay. Because the angel said, from the first day, why is it that it is the 21st day that he has come? The delay was that. But the prince of the patient kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the future. For the vision concerns a time yet to come. But Daniel, from the first day.
Daniel, every day the kind.
From the first day.
Every day the kind.
That you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard. And I have come in response to them. But I have delayed because, look, the delay in your life. There is a reason for your delay. I say there is a reason for your delay. Your delay is delayed because there is a battle going on in the realms of the spirit. And you must cooperate to fight. You should not give yourself rest in prayer and give God no rest until what he has promised, until your expectations is being fulfilled. That is why we are praying. Amen.
Amen.
Like I said,
the
problem of Christians is two.
Now, a Christopher, we are how I am, you know.
Ignorance.
Say, you know.
We don't know who we are in Christ.
You know, you are Christ.
We don't know what we have inherited in Christ.
You know, you are Christ.
We don't understand the death and the resurrection of Jesus.
Yes, sorry.
That's the first problem, ignorance. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Today, I was listening to somebody on something TV station on phone.
Now it's your BO TV so
and they call him the star doctor. He's the one he reads people's stars.
Now you can count phone struma.
He can read your star.
Wait my can count on struma
and tell you.
Now I catch though.
You know, sometimes I just listen to things. You know, God. Those people were described, I think, in Isaiah 43, verse 17 or so, stargazers and astrologers and all that, yeah. But you see, this man, I was just listening. Isaiah 47. This is where occultism starts. Isaiah 47, 13. All the counsel you have received has only worn you out. Let your astrologers come forward. Those stargazers who make prediction month after month, let them save you from what is coming upon you. Those horoscope or something in the spectators. This is where it is coming from. This is occultism. There are people who read stars. But you see, this young man said two things. He said, he said, those who really make it here on earth, they are people who know that this world,
so we are seeing,
there is a spirit back in it.
He
said, there is nobody who is making it who hasn't got somebody that he is consulting.
He
said, the richest man in this world has a prophet, an occultist. They belong to groups secretly. They have people they consult. That you can never just make it here on earth physically. I like that one.
I see you your paper.
That one is true. Who told you that is because of the people you know?
Now when a guy said, "Nkopa oni momenti."
Who told you that is because of your hard work?
When a guy said, "Ejuma dinti,"
hard work is good.
Ejuma din ye.
The people you know is good.
Kofu oni monsu ye.
Excellent is good.
Se odi monsu ye.
But that's not enough.
Nanso eno kwa ensombo.
You need the supernatural power of God.
We hear osru to me pa
to back you.
Ah, ebe tawechi.
Because before you go and bid for that contract,
and son of Ako, these are a Jumakona. No, no,
10 people are going to bid for the same contract.
Anypa, Edu, Enzo could be said Jumakona.
They've gone to places.
Omako, Biabe, Brian, son of Mobaho.
You man, the lady you want to propose to.
Now, Obama, Obana, Beso, Sini Peno.
There are 100 men that are watching that lady.
Mema Oha, and a Hesa Bakrona.
You lady, the kind of man you are praying for.
Also, Ababa, There
are 100 ladies that are praying for that kind of
man.
It is warfare. Nothing comes easily. And behind this world, behind this physical thing you are seeing, there are spirits in control. Daniel never knew that anything was happening in the realms of the spirit.
Daniel did not onim that say bibi e si wo honhom biaye mu
until Angel Gabriel came.
And copy him say obofu Gabriel e bae.
And that is why I can also stand here and talk like this, that there are war, there are battles in the realms of the spirit because of what Daniel did. Many things of ours have already been delivered. But at the gate of delivery, there are battles. Because the enemy knows that the moment that thing is delivered, he has lost control over your airspace. And because of that, he will fight. And that is why you and I must fight more. Amen.
Amen.
Until the delivery becomes real. Listen to me. The battles at your gate, they are ending. I said they are ending. They are ending. The battles at the gate of your delivery are ending. They are ending. They are ending. They are ending. What the enemy is afraid of has really happened to him. Like Job said, what I am afraid of, what I dread, has happened to me. In the same way, the testimony that the enemy doesn't want you to give, because the enemy knows that that one testimony from you will collapse his kingdom. One of your testimony will bring 100 people to Christ. So he doesn't want you to give that testimony. But listen to me. Because he's afraid that you give your testimony. Because Job was also afraid of the day he will lose all his property. The day his children may die. The day his wife may leave him because of the troubles. And in Job chapter 3:25. It happened exactly.
He
said, what I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. In the same way, we declare that what our enemy is afraid of, what the devil is afraid of, what Satan is afraid of, what witches and wizards are afraid of, a human enemy is afraid of, what your colleagues are afraid of, that if this door should open for this person, what your family members are afraid of, what
Job was afraid of. And it happened to Job. The same way. What they are afraid of. It should happen to them. It should happen to them. They are afraid of your testimony. Your testimony should become real. They are afraid of your rising. Your rising should become real. They are afraid of your elevation. Your elevation should become real. They are afraid of having your wedding announced. Your wedding is being announced. Your wedding is being announced. I said the testimony of yours that they are afraid of. Let that become real now. Let that become real now. Let that become real now.
You can clap for
Jesus.
Look. Some people are just plotting. That let's make sure that this thing, this guy doesn't rise. This thing never works. Otherwise, we are in trouble. Because they are afraid. Let that thing happen. I say, let that thing happen. Because your enemies are afraid. And because of their fear, they have given themselves to the devil to use against you. Let that which they are afraid of, that will happen in your life. I say, let it happen. I say, let it happen now. Rise up and say, oh Lord, what my enemies are afraid of, the reason why my enemies the reason why they are not allowing me, the reason why they are resisting me, from my father's house, from my mother's house, the reason why the devil is fighting me, let that happen to 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 me, my testimony that they don't want me to give, let that testimony become real, let that testimony become real. Make that declaration right now. The level they don't want me to rise to. Let that level come. 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 Let that door open. Let that breakthrough come. Shakata kabaya kata. Begin to pray right now. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven, the blood of Jesus Christ has already paid for my testimony. The blood of Jesus Christ has already paid for my testimony. The blood of Jesus Christ has already paid. Has already paid for me to marry. Has already paid for my marriage. Has already paid for my childbirth. Has already paid for my healing. Has already paid for my promotion. Has already paid for my change of story. The blood of Jesus Christ has already paid for my promotion. Has already paid for my position. The blood of Jesus Christ has already paid for my healing, for my deliverance, for my good health. The blood of Jesus Christ has already paid for my better job, for my better job, for my contract, for my new contract. The blood of Jesus Christ has already paid for my testimony. Clap my hand. Let the testimony manifest now. Manifest now. Testimony manifest. Testimony manifest. What the blood of Jesus Christ has paid for. Let me show up. Let me show up. Let me show up. Let me show up. Let me show up in my life. Let me show up. Let me show up.
Say, my Father in heaven, let whatever testimony of mine, that the blood of Jesus has paid for, on which I have set my mind, let that testimony, that I want to give, with the blood of Jesus Christ, has already paid for, on which I set my mind, as I pray,
Let that testimony, that have already been paid for, manifest now. Clap your hands and pray. Manifest by the blood. Let that testimony manifest now. Manifest in the house. Something that you believe the blood of Jesus has paid for. If you don't believe, just keep quiet. But listen to me. When Jesus said it is finished, in John chapter 19, verse 30, do you know what that means? It means spiritually, and physically, and eternally. That thing is possible.
Amen.
It is more than possible.
Amen.
It is now real.
So long.
You know all you need. You set your mind on it. Set your mouth on it. Let me tell you something. In 1988, I was holding revival on my sister's birthday, the Pentecost elder, Elder Kakari,
now,
the one who testified here.
Elder Kakari, now sorry, mo.
That was how we got to reach. I was holding revival in their church, St. Teresa's. When you go to St. Teresa's,
North Carolina,
the church of Pentecost opposite that now is a beautiful church. Formerly it was in a wooden structure or something. They call it Kanish. I was holding revival there.
Now, are you a showboho?
And there was this family that adopted me.
In that
house,
the
latest of every car in Ghana, you
find one there. It was later
I got to know the kind of business they were doing.
And
I broke away from them.
So, this is their son
who is the guru.
Now,
he used to
be me.
You come and pick me to the church. And after church, he will send me. And he will be telling me.
No, be catch me saying.
Say, Pastor. This is the type of car you should drive.
We need a
BM. It's a car.
It's
a good car for you.
It
can take you anywhere.
Bet me walk up, baby.
So he developed appetite of BM in me.
Now, on my condo, SMBMW Nika.
The one of our deaconess, Madam Rose, she is in
she
also
works
with a BM company.
Anytime
we meet,
say,
Pastor, you have to drive BM. That was when I was brought to deliverance. So BM entered into me. And you know, no, only one Assemblies of God pastor was driving BM.
Na sabre no. Na Assemblies of God was over.
Because they were all afraid.
No man in Israel no.
They led David Mankron. Committee 12. But once they killed, he was driving BM. So I went to him. I said, this car you are driving.
I said,
how is it?
I said, Dela. I said, Dela.
The car is good.
Oh,
you can drive some.
With my cabin.
You like it?
Open now.
The way you talk, I thought you were going to give me this.
Nah, Minnesota, they need you ever.
Dela,
I said, Dela.
This car is good. Oh.
I said, send you.
Look, this car is good.
Yeah,
I started going from where they sell cars.
Open, I said, call baby.
Looking at BMs.
Oh, call garage.
This
garage,
one, how
garage.
Much? This one, how much? I didn't have money.
Oh, this guy,
this one, how much? How much? Every year.
At PBA alcohol.
Finally,
1998,
I got a BMW.
Amen.
And I drove BMW for 10 years.
Now, can you do?
It was when I got my BM.
BM.
That was when Assemblies of God pastor started buying 5 series.
And Assemblies of God started buying 5 series.
I don't know anything I start. Do you know when I started this 11th? Our prayer. If you know how many pastors have all of a sudden they've started morning prayer. All of a sudden. They've started something. Why were they? Why am I saying this? You know why we are limited? Because you are looking at people. What do people say? What will people say? I was the second Assemblies of God pastor to drive BM. Immediately I got BM.
Now,
honestly, next year, they started buying Benz. If the lack can go BM, then we can go Benz.
Now, the lack of BM,
we can go 5 series. Look. You are the one who is limiting yourself.
When I'm out, what to
say? Because of what people will say.
And I'm going to go back and see.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I know. This thing I am expecting.
I am expecting.
You are going to mention it.
Oh, so.
I don't know it.
I need your name.
Say, Lord.
I know.
That when Jesus said.
When Jesus said.
It is finished. My testimony was included.
This particular testimony that I want to give was also included.
Therefore, right now, let it manifest. As I clap my hand. Mention it. I don't know it. Mention it. Nobody knows it. I said, mention it. It was included in the payment. When Jesus said it is finished, that your expectation was inclusive. Release your mouth into it. Release your heart into it. Declare that that thing is alive. Let it manifest now. Let it show up now. Let it show up now. Let that testimony manifest now. Let it show up. Right now, today, we want to see it right now. Sadakabaya. Ipeke barak. Isokotoke barak. Don't let the devil cheat you.
Don't cheat yourself. I said, don't cheat yourself. Set your mouth, set your mind, and set your heart on that thing right now. It has been paid for. Your healing has been paid for. Your childbirth has been paid for. Your marriage has been paid for. That testimony has been paid for. Your wealth has been paid for. Your business and your contracts have been paid for. Your expansion has been paid for. Hey! Your debts have been paid for. It has been paid for. Mention that thing and say, you have been paid for. My healing has been paid for. My deliverance has been paid for. My change of story has been paid for. Yes, my turnaround has been paid for. My new job has been paid for. My contract has been paid for. My better job has been paid for. My promotion has been paid for. My elevation has been paid for. Shatakaba. Ipreteke para. Ipakatakai. Isale kara. Isale kere katua. Aishakara basaka. Ipeketeke para. Manifest right now. Manifest right now. Manifest by blood and by fire. Your childbirth, your pregnancy, the number of children you want to have, they have been paid for. They have been paid for. Release your mind. Release your mouth. Release your heart. Right now, and call it to manifest. I said, call it alive.
It is working. It is working. It is working. It can never fail because it has been paid for. In Jesus' name, say now.
Now,
every battle, at the gate of my delivery, of my testimony, every battle at the gate of the delivery of my testimony, let that battle, let it die now. Let that battle die now. Die right now. Every battle at the gate of the delivery of my testimony, that has been paid for. Let that battle die now. Every battle that is going on, yes, at the gate of my delivery, let that battle die. Let that battle die. Let that battle cease. Let that battle cease. Let that battle cease. Let that battle die. Let that battle die. Let that battle cease. Let that battle die. Let that battle cease.
Let that battle die. By blood, let that battle die. Let that battle cease. Let that battle die. Let that battle cease. Let that battle die. Let that battle cease. Let that battle die. Let that battle cease.
I am the Lord. That are involved in this battle. Principalities. Powers of darkness. Witches and wizards. Ancestral powers. We want to declare the word of God in Ezra chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. Ezra 6, 6 and 7. What King Darius said to those who wrote the letter to oppose the building of the temple. Now then, Tatenai, governor of Tran-Euphrates, and Shita Ozenai, and you, the fellow officials of that province, stay away from there. 7. Do not interfere with the work on this temple of God. Say in the name of Jesus Christ. All powers that are involved in this battle. At the gate of my delivery. With the blood of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Ghost fire. I command you. To stay away. Stay away. And do not interfere. With the delivery of my testimony. I say stay away. Command them to stay away now. Command all the forces involved. Stay away. All the forces of darkness, all the powers of darkness, witches and wizards, the occult, yes, ancestral powers that are involved in this battle at the gate of the delivery of my testimony, you are commanded according to Ezra chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. Stay away from the delivery of my testimony. Stay away. Stay away.
Stay away. Stay away. Stay away. Stay away. Stay away. Stay away. Stay away. Do not interfere. 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 Do not interfere.
Stay away. Stay away.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We want to raise some prayers for the project. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
This project.
This project of
the I Am Temple.
The
blood has paid for it.
The
blood has paid for it. For its completion.
Its glorious completion.
Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, let this project be completed right now. As we clap our hands, we command the project. Let it be completed. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say every invisible battle.
That is going on.
At the gate. Of the quick completion of this project.
Let that battle die.
As we clap our hands. By blood and by fire. Let that battle die. Every battle. That is going on at the gate of the free deliverance of this project of the I Am Temple. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
All the powers that are involved in this battle. Against the quick delivery of the Ayam temple of this project, all the powers involved in this battle. Let them stay away.
Let them not interfere anymore.
As we clap our hands, we declare them, stay away. Stay away. Stay away. Stay away. Stay away. No interference. 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 Stay away. No interference.
Stay away.
Don't interfere.
He's able to deliver my Messiah. He's able to deliver my Messiah. He's able to deliver.
He's delivering your testimony.
So quickly.
Let him know that he's able. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. With you alone, all things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, with you, all things are possible. Lord, I believe all things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, it is only possible with you. It may not be possible with us, but with you. Lord, with you. Lord, with you. Lord, with you. It may not be possible with us, but not with you. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe all things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Thank you, Jesus. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I believe. Thank you, Lord. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Beloved, this song is doing something to me. Since Sunday,
if you can say
that this miracle happened at the late hour when everybody, almost everybody was gone.
I said,
in my office, and I held this sister's hand, put the envelopes into her hand. Let's hold it and pray. I just began to sing this song, and tears were rolling in my eyes. Look, let me tell you,
Amen.
Your testimony is possible.
Amen.
Your testimony is possible.
Amen.
It may appear that all doors are shut to you.
Amen.
Every door is shut. Look. The pastor was telling me.
No, so for me, catch me.
Somebody just called him.
To be from me.
Say,
Zebra.
Said he has been driving there.
Well, catch him,
Airport residential area.
Airport residential area.
They went past through 1, 2, 3 house and corner.
Of a
there was a land there.
Na asasi bi da ho.
The man said.
My father said.
The Lord said.
Nami say,
I should give this land to
it
is for my grandfather. My grandfather will it for my father.
Now,
my father will to me.
And
but I don't need it.
Answer me here.
And if you see the he doesn't even have a car.
Now, only example.
He has got the land at the airport. He said,
when you say so airport residency,
I have been passing here with my friend when he picks me.
I say, oh, then Adam will be.
How can you know that there is a land here?
Lord, I
believe. Lord, I believe.
All things are possible.
Saying to you,
Lord, I
look, you don't know.
All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe.
Thank you, Jesus. You don't know it all. Your mind is too limited. God has 1 billion ways. I say 1 billion ways. Uncountable ways. To produce your testimony. To manifest your testimony. He has uncountable ways. Look, even your mistake. Even in your mistake. Even in your mistake. Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe.
Lord,
I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe.
People are laughing at you.
Lord, I believe.
I'm telling you, you don't know.
Who anymore?
Lord, I believe.
We are telling you, Lord, we believe. My miracle is possible.
Lord, I believe.
My testimony is possible, Lord.
Lord, I believe.
Everybody will see.
Lord, I believe.
Keep her up.
Mandama Rama Shantara. Aisha Koli Baman. Let's sing it once more.
All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe. I walk you into your testimony.
Amen.
I walk you into your testimony.
Amen.
I walk you into that glorious testimony.
Amen.
I walk you into that testimony that only God can perform.
Amen.
I say, I walk you into that testimony.
Amen.
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 I walk you into that good news.
Amen. I receive it.
I walk you into that door.
Amen.
I walk you into that healing.
Amen.
I walk you into that realm.
Amen.
I walk you into that era.
Amen.
I walk you into that season.
Amen.
Shada kamale karika tu adiba shada. I walk you into that door.
Amen.
I walk you into that breakthrough.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, prove your name.
Yes, Lord.
We have just sung. You are able to deliver. You are able to repair. You are able to correct. We believe. Father, honor yourself. Honor your name right now.
Amen.
Honor your name. Word.
Oh, Jesus.
As we leave this place. In our night sleep, when we rise up tomorrow morning,
Jesus.
Let's rise up with testimonies.
Amen.
Let's rise up with testimonies.
Amen.
Let's rise up with testimonies.
Amen.
We bless you for bringing us this far. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
And when the roll is called,
your name and my name.
I say, when the roll is called,
your name and my name.
I say, when the roll is called,
your name and my name.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, If you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.